It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over restrictions to grant funding from the Victims of Crime Act, known as VOCA. The Department of Justice is seeking to block states from accessing those federal funds if they don't assist the Department of Homeland Security with immigration enforcement. Wisconsin receives over $24 million in VOCA grant funding that it distributes to over 100 victim service providers who are already grappling with previous federal funding cuts. We're checking in with two of those organizations to find out how their services are being impacted and what challenges could come with additional funding loss. Holly Fisher is Director of Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin. Holly, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Cheryl Cotto is Executive Director of the Rainbow Project, a Madison nonprofit focused on trauma and grief counseling for young people who have experienced violence in their communities. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Cheryl, can you start us off? What does the Rainbow Project use these VOCA grant funds for?
Well, it really is critical to respond not only to the crisis referrals that we're receiving, but the ongoing trauma recovery programs that we have. And that has been increasing in terms of our waiting list. We have been unfortunately lost approximately, it really is the equivalent of over 1,700 24 hours a year that were lost in terms of the ability to serve children and families. So that is about $260,000. So it has been very devastating. We've already had a waiting list, and the right service at the right time, we know, is what is most effective.
Holly, same question. What kind of services do you do with the help of these VOCA grants?
So VOCA funding supports sexual assault victim advocacy in four counties in Northeast Wisconsin, three of which are rural. We also provide culturally specific victim advocacy services for Hmong and Spanish speaking communities. We also provide advocacy for children who have suffered abuse or neglect, and we've also utilized VOCA funds for assisting with therapy costs for victims of any type of crime.
And Holly, Cheryl had mentioned the impact of previous cuts. Now, I want to make clear, we hear a lot about federal funding cuts. These cuts go back over the course of years now. What kind of changes have you seen, and how has it affected your ability to provide those services?
We received an 87 decrease in our award starting last year in 2024. So it's definitely impacted our ability to provide that barrier-free therapy for victims of crime. We are no longer able to offer emergency financial assistance for safety planning with victims of crime, such as providing window and door alarms, security cameras to assist with that safety and stabilization after victimization. Many of our advocate positions are currently unfunded, so we've had to increase our fundraising activities, which takes away from, obviously, services we're able to provide for victims.
Cheryl, have you been seeking or maybe even successfully finding ways to fill in for some of those VOCA funds as they've been cut?
Well, we certainly have been, and that is increasing daily, it feels. And I think one of the things that we're realizing, even in crisis, is that research is showing if you're able to really intervene and stabilize when a child is exposed to gun violence, for example, if you can get in within the first 3 to 4 weeks, you can stabilize and really prevent future post-traumatic stress disorder. And those are some challenging things that we're facing now in terms of the ability to respond, because those kinds of calls are increasing in domestic violence, in child abuse, in child sexual abuse, human trafficking. And what we're unfortunately finding is that there's an increase in full beds in the inpatient hospitals for outpatient psychiatry. And that tells us that when you chip away at some of those community mental health services, you really are going to see much more serious mental health problems occurring.
Holly, can you talk about the impact your services have when they're available for victims of sexual assault?
Absolutely. So we provide 24/7 response. So anytime a victim presents to the hospital in need of a sexual assault nurse exam, or if they're reporting their crime to law enforcement, an advocate is there and lets them know their options and stays with them throughout the criminal justice process, which takes years. So we work closely with the district attorney's office, law enforcement jurisdictions, because we know that having that victim connected to an advocate helps keep them engaged in the process, which ultimately holds offenders accountable and keeps communities safer.
We were talking about federal funding for victim services in Wisconsin with Holly Fisher, Director of Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin, and Cheryl Cotto, Executive Director of the Rainbow Project, a Madison nonprofit. In the news right now, the state's attorney general challenging a Trump administration directive saying, hey, we're going to stop this funding if states don't cooperate with our immigration enforcement. Cheryl, I don't want to ask you to get too deep into the politics, but the concept of blocking this funding, freezing it completely because of an unrelated issue, what would you say to policymakers about that? What concerns would you raise?
Well, I think already what we're seeing, if we're talking about funds, it would be $592 billion of an economic burden. When you think about some of the costs in investigating, in foster care, in medical care, in mental health care, in the juvenile courts, adult courts, addictions, and other health problems from untreated trauma, that really is not going to be saving any money for the communities. And so we're really very concerned that we're at a crisis level already with waiting lists everywhere for all ages. And to have the right service at the right time is critical. And we're seeing the savings that we can make already. We are 45 years of service this month. We are celebrating that, and over 27,500 children and families. And we're sometimes working with three generations. So the cost savings is actually something that is significant and needs to be thought about in terms of dollars as well as in human cost.
And Holly, if policymakers are to ask you, hey, what happens if this goes through and these funds are completely frozen, what would you tell them?
I would say it would be extremely disheartening to the residents in the state of Wisconsin, because we should care about crime victims and getting them the resources they need to heal and move forward. Interpersonal violence is a public health issue. You know, domestic violence, sexual violence, those are very common in our society. And Congress didn't authorize the US DOJ to impose conditions on the VOCA grant. So to tie those two together would really be a disservice to victims in the state of Wisconsin and reduce their access to resources.
Holly, your organization teamed up with a bunch of others in northeastern Wisconsin to try and raise funds to make up for the past federal cuts and some of the uncertainty surrounding it. How is that partnership playing out?
It's been a great collaborative. We knew we needed to come together as a region because our region has lost almost $1.8 million annually in VOCA funding. So over the next 3 years, we'll be losing over $5 million in VOCA funding. So we knew that we needed to come together to sustain these services, because advocacy services for victims of crime are free and confidential. And we want to keep it that way so that victims are able to come forward and reduce the barriers they're facing.
Cheryl, you've already talked about how you're dealing with past cuts. How are you preparing for this possibility if this carrot and stick method of saying, hey, we're going to cut this VOCA funding if you don't cooperate in immigration, how are you preparing for that possibility of being zeroed out, in effect, in this funding?
Well, that is definitely something that is on our minds every day. And, you know, week to week, we're not quite sure. But we are all the more fortified, I think, and determined to really work together. And I think collaboration at a local level, too, has been important for all of us. I think that kind of seamless response systemically, because we have mutual families and helping each other out, is going to be critical because of the less resources available. It's going to be really challenging, but all the more families need so many more, and we're very much determined to overcome those adversarial kinds of funding decisions and really working together. And so we do have coalitions, and we are working even more intensely, meeting, and we're thinking about a conference in November just to talk about all the things that we're working on, because untreated trauma, when you're thinking about it, is really going to impact employment, the ability to maintain housing, the ability to really succeed academically. All of those things systemically are going to impact our communities immediately and long term.
And we'll leave it there. Cheryl, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
Holly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Holly Fisher is Director of Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin, and Cheryl Cotto is Executive Director of the Rainbow Project, a Madison nonprofit focused on trauma and grief counseling for young people who have experienced violence in their communities. They're with us today to share how they count on Victims of Crime Act grant funding, as Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call signed onto a lawsuit against the Trump administration, potentially putting restrictions on those funds if states don't cooperate with immigration enforcement.